Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Spilling the GNC Podcast. We're here with Bolo.
And Dr. Tom.
Now we're here to give you the opinion you never really asked for.
We're giving it anyway.
That's right.
Now, Pally is a performer.
And look, Tom's a psychiatrist. And we're here to give you our professional review on
RuPaul's Drag Race Season 16.
So let's raise a glass.
Or a bottle.
And start spilling.
The GNT.
Podcast. Clang. Everyone, welcome back to another RuPaul's Drag Race Podcast live review like Roscoe's, but the podcast version. Watching it in segments, giving you our thoughts, our opinions, what we're thinking, real time, live.
I just love it when you compare it to Roscoe's because we've got all these high profile guests here like Lily and Lavender, the cats.
Tom, we don't need that to carry our show.
Absolutely.
We don't rely on guests.
We don't rely on other people to carry our show.
We're the star.
Yes, thank you for
we are.
Thanks for reminding me of my star power
we are
today.
The future.
Thank you.
We're the future of podcast drag. The future.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you for empowering me today. How are you?
Great. I'm ready to do this. You know, Drag Race is one of our favorite shows. And if you don't know, or if you are new, we look at it through our lenses, our experiences and professions as me, performer, and Tom, a psychiatrist. Uh-huh. But first and foremost, we are super fans of the show. We adore these queens.
Big fans.
We love that they give us such amazing entertainment, great content.
We love them to bits.
Yeah, having said that.
Having said, all right, let's go.
The library is open. So we're on season 16. Let's just quick recap, Tom.
Right.
First of all, who was your pick? I need you to give me the winner. Who was your winner for this season? Because for me, if I had to talk like potential winners, I had like Plasma with two wins, I had her high up. But who was your winner of the season?
Just numero uno.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm just going to go with my first instinct there. It's still Safira.
Okay.
Yeah, she's still there. There may be other girls with more wins than her, but she's been really consistent and she's just got it, I think. I think she's got the X factor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Because we've got a top seven now. For you, is it Safira? Is it somebody else?
No, it's Plain Jane. It's Plain Jane or Nymphia.
It's interesting. You know, if we just think for a second, just think laterally for a moment, the winner of Drag Race is usually some sort of reaction or different archetype to the previous winner. Our last winner was Sasha Colby, who was Mother. Full stop. Amazing performer, sensual, mother of the community, highly accomplished. Maybe Safira is a little bit too similar to her in archetype.
No. She's nothing of the sort.
She's
nothing of the sort. Put that opinion back on the rack because you're unqualified to
hold
that
it.
Opinion to
I'll
even
just shut
say
up
that
now.
Because I don't think
Something
that I think
there.
Sasha Colby is her own entity, and I'll be serious because she's mother, but she is performer. Don't think she ever had any weakness. Maybe I'm you know what? You know, you romanticize about queens of seasons past, but...
Yeah, there was what she wasn't fabulous in the stand-up challenge. That was her only moment where it was a bit like, ooh, could Sasha be in the bottom here?
Okay, but she's an amazing dancer.
Everything else was fantastic.
Yeah, so she's a combination
Everyone has
of,
an Achilles heel.
Yeah, it's a combination of many... queens this season, but I don't think anyone is in that same ballpark as Sasha.
So if we're thinking then
she was a G-O-D-D-E-S-S. That bitch was a goddess.
I think you know, Nymphia and Plain, I think they would both be different to any winner that we've had before. Not I know Safira is unique as well, but that this Plain would be the first. Not the first, really, because you could maybe
say
Violet,
first,
villainous
yeah,
winner.
No, yeah,
but Violet was a bit of a villain.
Mm-hmm.
But the villain always has to have some sort of redemption in
it's
order
so
to win.
It's so hard to talk about Violet as a villain because, in my opinion, she was just young and confident.
I know.
Do you remember us at that age? I don't believe that you're
I was
anything
nothing like
yeah.
Violet at that age. I wish I was more like Violet at that age.
I think a lot of us can really resonate with Violet, and I don't think that she was a villain. I just think that she was just young and confident, and
we use the term villain lovingly and in with a sense of camp and storyline. Of course, she's not a villainous person. Nymphia, I can't think of anybody quite like Nymphia. I feel like she's unique.
It could have been like a Manila Luzon, but she never won.
In that she can kind of do it all. But I don't know, I see Nymphia as more of a graceful dancer, brings elements of her culture, amazing seamstress, probably not the funniest.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Manila, who could actually really hold her own in comedy.
You're right.
And Manila's style was infused with camp. There is that in Nymphia's, though, especially when the bananas are about.
Gosh. The thing about Sophia is that, is she a bit too polished?
In the sense that she's kind of already there. I've never thought that should be a reason for a queen not winning. Like, I'm Bianca.
I'm just going with,
I know,
Beyonce, yeah, how she goes, perfection is so...
Well, you know, we've had Bianca, we've had Sasha. Sometimes these grand dames win. Where they've, you know, they've not come here to necessarily prove anything. They've not come to develop. They're already fully realized.
I feel like Sophia, in my opinion, started off so strong, and I haven't seen her hit that.
Well, I've got high hopes for her today, because we know that it's a kind of not exactly a girl group challenge, but a bit of a remix, and it's going to be a performance challenge. And just there was a brief preview from last week that made me thought, okay, Sophia is here for it this week.
Yeah.
I think I saw her throwing herself into a split or something. And it sounded like a really funky song.
Well, is that it? So someone doing the split, that means that they're going to be amazing.
I've never seen a split on Drag Race before. She's the first.
I've never been bored by a double split. Who said that?
I don't know.
Got Mick said that about Elliot with three Ks. joking, Elliot with two Ts. You know what? I think Elliot's been getting a lot of heat online, and I really do hope that that dies down, because a lot of queens, you know, who did kind of speak up against her, there are a few other queens now coming up and saying, actually, she's one of the nicest queen, she's actually a really adorable queen, and she doesn't deserve this continued. I mean, she was from three seasons ago.
She popped up again in the public consciousness this week, because it sounded like she was fed up of exactly what you're saying. When it comes to Elia, it's nowhere near my place to forgive her for anything that she may have said on set that was... they were described as microaggressions, weren't they? That was the term that was consistently used, that were racially charged and potentially transphobic as well. Whereas it's not my place to forgive her at all, I do know that she's worked hard to try and make amends. I remember her doing a sit down, or a few sit downs actually, with some ladies from the NAACP. I remember she's been to Congress to stand up for the rights of drag queens and trans people. And I believe in the power of redemption.
Yeah.
But it's not my place to forgive her.
I think that people need to just back it up.
There's a difference, I think, between being uneducated and ignorant.
Yes.
And willing to work on that, yes, than being deliberately malicious.
Yes, exactly. And I don't think that she was being malicious.
Yeah.
I feel like she's making, you know, reparations for what she said. Mm-hmm. So that needs to come for something. Yeah. We said it. Sorry.
There we go. We're cancelled now for being on Elliot's side.
The power rank. So, yeah, I reckon my winners. I'm going to give it to Plain Jane, because she's pure entertainment and she's doing amazing. So
I wouldn't be mad at Plain winning.
I would love that. Could you imagine Amanda's face?
Oh, Amanda will. Do you know what? I heard something. The reunion was unfortunately filmed ages ago.
I hate that.
But because of the writer's strike. And they wanted to, that affected the filming of it. I don't understand how affected the filming of it in some way. So they needed to time it that way. So much has happened since then. I think they need to refilm it.
The writers, sorry, even if the writers did strike, would it change the quality of the writing on the show? Come on, those acting challenges scripts are a bit like rank.
It might have been somebody else who was striking, because I'm pretty sure on the show they don't actually have paid writers. It's the producers who, they save money by not paying writers. It's quite naughty, actually. It's the producers who do all the skits and stuff. That's why the low quality. So
shit. It's shit. And the writing's shit.
Who's writing a reunion episode anyway?
Exactly. What do you need a writer for?
Yeah.
You just have a few questions. That's it.
We need season 1, 2, 3, 4 RuPaul, who is ready to stir the pot and just let the drama fly, let the fur fly, let the wigs fly.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Those moments. I don't see you walking children in nature. Excuse your mouth. Excuse your mouth. Come on, Tammy Brown.
Raven, you will speak when I am done.
Oh.
Your insides are dark and nasty, and I don't like you.
I would never say that. You said I was shit. I would never say that. She's shit. The dritch is shit. She's shit.
Oh, Chanel as well. I paid $5,000 for these pants. You paid too much.
I don't know what you said about my boobies, because you bought your boobies too, Michelle. That was, oh my God, that was iconic. Alexis Mateo. She was just like, and more.
Do you know, slight spoiler if anybody doesn't want to know any upcoming casts of Versus the Worlds, Alexis is rumoured to be on the cast of Canada Versus the World.
I did not know that.
Yep. Alexis and Kennedy from the US.
Kennedy Davenport.
I believe it's now being filmed, and this is quite a consistently...
Oh my God, I love that. Cast. I love Kennedy.
Two queens who I'm happy to see more of.
Yeah. I love Kennedy. Kennedy was, robbed the... She wasn't robbed the win for All Stars. However, she was robbed that victory of that final lip sync, because in no world does Kennedy Davenport lose a lip sync... Whatever the song, she is, no, and especially, and I love Trixie, but she, Goliath doesn't, I mean, you cannot, I can't, but they, you know what?
Comparing it to the biblical tale of David and Goliath.
Those editors worked overtime to make it seem that Trixie was going to win a lip sync against the Kennedy.
Trixie delivered an emotionally chilling portrayal of the song.
And Kennedy is actually, Trixie's said online lately that she would never come back to the show.
She says that so anybody who's hoping for it to come back for an All Winners, she says that she doesn't enjoy the process, doesn't feel she does well, it doesn't showcase her very well. The other thing with Kennedy is that her being chopped before the top three on season 7 was quite unceremonious as well.
Oh, and another lip sync where they're like, you can't justify eliminating her from a performance challenge. They should have done something else, but they should not use a performance challenge to try and eliminate Kennedy. It's just not the truth.
Yeah, I wouldn't have minded a top four that season, really, because it would have truly been like two from the Bitter Old Lady Brigade, two from the, what were they calling
them? The Aryan
Airways, they called them in Glamazon.
Aryan Airways.
That's what the other girls were calling them.
Wasn't that what your team was called at the birthday mansion?
Maybe. Maybe I took inspiration from that.
Or your team was just...
White guys,
mm-hmm. And everyone else had, like, you know, equal opportunity, HR employment.
Everybody else had their diversity quotient fulfilled. We did not.
And you did not. No. You had nothing of the sort. It was white males only. Only
the way it should be, frankly.
I'm gonna put that on repeat, on loop. You've got
a soundbite you can abuse there.
And I have a right to show my lack of color.
To show my pastiness.
Let's have a look at the movies. It is a movie. This is a cinematic experience. All right, we've seen a little bit of the beginning, and I just want to say that Maya is feeling her oats. She is confident, and she has a right to be, because I've had her lip sync on, and I've been performing this lip sync to Tom for the past week.
Can vouch.
Especially the dun dun da da da
dun dun da da da. The number of times you've spun into a death drop onto the bed, it's been just a joy to watch, frankly.
This is the lip sync of the season. Oh, Maya, 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 Maya. she's killing it. She's killing it. And she is feeling her oats. I'm just loving this interaction between her and Morphine, because, you know, there's a little back and forth banter going on there. But the funny thing is that it's very much Tyra versus Tatiana, Tyra was just like unbothered, like, why are you talking? Yes. If I don't like you, I don't like you. And Tatiana was like, all like, why are you looking in my direction? And it was so Morphine is like, girl, if I had to lip sync against you, I would have got my scissors and cutter. You would have gone home, dress cut or not.
I love
like,
it.
It was really
so dry.
It was that dry humor. Yeah. It was that dry like delivery. And it was just like, why are you talking?
Why are you talking?
she was like, Did you not watch my lip sync?
But that's it, isn't it? She's very, very, and she should be very, very assured of her skills in a lip sync. And I just want to say, like, the discourse online about Maya, oh, she just relies on flips, blah, blah, blah. Oh, she does the same thing. And she does not do the same thing every lip sync. She's phenomenally talented, and she's been a joy to watch every time. And I get why people are sad to see Plasma go, because I was sad to see Plasma go as well. She was fab and so entertaining and probably had a lot more to offer the competition. But Maya killed that lip sync. Them's the rules.
I don't know if you could have even edited it, you know, the way that they did with Kennedy versus everyone else. I don't think you could have edited it to make it look like Plasma could win.
No. But the other thing is, did I mention this last time? I can't remember. Like, people getting bent out of shape by Maya. Might be something we spoke about after the episode, actually, because I saw it online. People getting bent out of shape about actually the rules being followed, but a front runner going home. Where was that energy when Q stayed over Amanda?
There was none.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. And, you know, you got to say, is it because Maya's a black queen? It's usually the black queens who cop the most flack in situations like this.
Tom, why are your people so hateful?
I don't know. Aryan Airways again, you know.
Aryan Airways, queen of the sky.
Like, no, but seriously, at times like this, you just cannot ignore the racially charged element of it. And it's just sickening, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, stop.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Not our listeners, obviously, none of our listeners would do that. But anyway, sorry.
Thank you, Tom.
Felt a bit heated there.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for your virtue signaling. let us. Do you want me to put that on loop as well next to your Aryan Airways line?
Yeah, definitely.
Should I put that right next to it?
Then people see me as a complex character with different sides to me.
Like, oh my God, that psychiatrist. Like, what is he? Is he good? Is he bad? Who knows?
Mike playing Jane. You just don't know.
Maya's feeling your oats. I love that spat. It's everything. Mm-hmm. Plain Jane has a lot of power this week. It's her last week to use her immunity, okay? Mm. It's her last week to use her immunity. She has the power. I feel she has the power to send someone home by just putting someone up against Maya. Who don't you like? Who's your fiercest competition? Put them up against Maya. Use your potion.
Yeah.
Save someone else and get someone else in there. I just think that would be the best thing.
I think she's perfectly capable of doing anything as well, Jane, to get the screen time, create the drama, give herself an advantage.
Get people talking.
Yeah.
I think she's definitely done a reality TV course.
If I were Jane, though, or Plane, rather, sorry, I would now be thinking, right, well, now's the time for my redemption. We're coming towards the end of the season. It's top seven. I need to transition from villain to hero. I need people to see my complexity. And I think the best thing she could do is, if a front runner ends up in the bottom, she saves them and she's like, I want the fiercest to be in the top with me, Mama.
You're again.
I want my fiercest sister.
Sister, you have to say sister.
In the top with me, Mama Roo.
You know what? That's it.
That's the story.
That's it. Mm-hmm. She needs to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would love that. There's a little conversation going on between Nymphia Wind and Q. And Nymphia's like, people don't know this, but I'm actually a fierce performer as well. God, and Q so says, me too. And then Nymphia does that robot dance. Like, it was like shade, but then it's also brought up a bit later where, you know, Q's, they're like, Q, it's a performance challenge. And then Q says something along the lines of, I was in the bottom because of my outfit.
Cute, darling.
Darling.
I want to go into every situation in life with the confidence and the kind of positive self-talk that Q does.
First of all, don't try to hide behind you. If you want to be believable, say something believable, but don't say it's because of your outfit.
She says it
with says her outfit got her clothes. Put her in the bottom?
She did whip that up in 5 minutes so that she fitted the rest of the team.
Oh,
it's not something she brought. However, she did remake it for Instagram, so it looked better.
Oh, so I'm like, mama, come on. Come on.
She makes me laugh, Q. I've grown to like her more and more because I feel now that I'm just like, okay, she's just like this striver who is just really vocal about it. And even if she's not succeeding, she's trying to convince everybody else that she is. Like, she doesn't have a huge amount of self-awareness, I don't think, which I find endearing when I think about it.
I mean, let's talk about the Maxi Challenge. It's they have to dig deep, let their voice be heard in an anthem, an inspirational anthem, yes. And it's called Power. They have to write a solo verse about what matters to them as a drag queen, right, living in the USA. You know, they're doing their vocals, and it says it's live. It's going to be featured live on stage as part of the
record
tour. I don't know what that means. No, we'll find out soon. And the courage by Jamal Sims. So,
because Work the World is the touring production, obviously. It's not the Vegas Live, isn't it? So the top girls of any season are usually contracted to go and Work the World, aren't they?
Oh, okay.
So yes. Maybe it's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I see. So this is kind of akin to me to be something along the lines of season 12. So was it Baby We Made It?
Right. Yeah.
And then the Mirror Song.
Top. That was Tops. Five.
And then losing is the new winning.
Really such a fab and fun. Yeah. Losing is the new
That's winning. It. That's it. And so it's akin to that, but it's also akin to All Stars. That this is my country.
Politically charged.
Yeah.
A bit less, I'm here, Mama Rita, snatch the crown.
Yeah.
It's a bit more, vote, bitch. kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I've never seen them do this for a top seven before. It's usually, reserved for a finale performance.
Mm. So this is what it's akin to, in my opinion, Tom. Who do you think's going to do well?
I already said that going into the, earlier, Safira.
Yeah.
I just, you've said very shrewdly, I think, her star power lies in solo performances. And I'm hoping that this setup lends itself to that. I hope she gets like a spotlight moment and she just Safira's the heck out of it.
I think Maya's gonna do well. She did well in the last one. She can just do some amazing flips, has some good reps, has some good lines. Although we did hear her and Maya, you stop that right now. Don't you dare try rhyme equal with equal. Please.
Your pet peeve.
Please don't do that. I mean, who's done that in the past? Blue Hydrangea?
Spanky.
Spanky Jackson, mini queens, really.
Queens we love, but it is a lyrical misfire, definitely.
Like, come on. When there is a whole world of words to use and sounds.
I'd force people to rhyme with equal there.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Just just not equal.
Not equal. Unequal.
The sequel.
The sequel. I like it.
I mean, make it work.
Make
Don't
it work.
Bore Nina.
Who else? I mean, we've got some really strong performers here. I mean, Morphine is great on stage.
Yes, yes, you're right, Morphine.
Plane has power on stage.
Yep.
Nymphia is a fab performer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of through process of elimination here.
We also have to remember that producer, editor, and songwriter Megami is no longer
She's
on the show.
No longer here.
So we are seeing Nymphia struggle a little here.
With her lyric writing. Having said that, I kind of don't believe anything that Nymphia says in the workroom anymore.
Right.
She's very performative with it. Every single week she's like, oh, I can't, I don't know words. I can't put words on a page. Words.
And now she's going, I think in a few minutes we're going to be like, oh, I actually co-wrote Halo for Beyonce. something like, you know, just that I did it in between my breaks at school. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little passion project. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Wrote Blackpink's latest album, really. Mm-hmm. So, but...
It's not out yet, but it's slated to go platinum.
That's what I think about her. Saphira, yes, I agree. She's going to do well. She does well all the time. She's so consistent. She's so polished. She's just so perfect.
Mm-hmm. Through process of elimination, I've not really named Q or Dawn. What do you how do you think they're going to perform?
Oh, Q's going to struggle. Oh,
this is not Q's. Despite the amazing confidence with which she is entering,
I know this is brand new information to you, Q. But you know, cool. Like Q, this is amazing. You've had this season has had a lot of design and fashion elements, mm-hmm. and you have shone, yeah. And I think this week might be something that, you know, is not in your wheelhouse.
It isn't. Let's call a spade a spade.
But Dawn's quite consistently Dawn. She's good. She's going to be safe.
She was good in the girl group challenge.
She's going to be good.
Didn't have quite the same presence in the Rusical.
Mm.
But, you know, that could have been to do with character and stuff.
Yeah. I think we can... I almost want to watch the final production before I see people show me what's going to happen. Do you know what I mean?
Should we do that?
Yeah. So that people don't... Because then I start thinking, oh, no, she's struggling here. And then they tell you, oh, this one's making mistakes. And then I start looking for those mistakes. And I don't want to do that. I want to watch it with fresh eyes. And then we can go back and then watch.
So we've got as far as lyric writing, but we're not onto choreo or recording yet.
No. So we're going to go straight to the maxi stage now. All right, so we skipped straight to the performance. You know, we haven't seen anything in between because mm-hmm. we wanted to just watch with our fresh eyes.
Fresh eyeballs, yeah.
Without producer-driven plot lines, propaganda.
Yes.
About how we should think and feel, because mm-hmm. that's not what this podcast is about.
And we're very susceptible to, you know, suggestion and manipulation, though.
So we just saw it. We just saw it. Let's talk about it. Yeah,
yes.
It was power. It was good. Good song, good
really
vibes.
Really fun. Very funky.
Really nice. I think the staging was good. I think the whole ensemble, the whole band, the whole dancers. I think I always love it when Jamal Sims comes on.
Uh-huh.
Because they seem to give him a bigger budget, or they give him more creative control and direction. And it's always nice. Like, Jamal has done some of my favorites, like Lucky.
Yeah.
L-U-C-K, bye baby, come on.
Pussy, Madonna Rusical.
Yeah, he's done a lot of my favorite things, and Jamal Sims, I just love his vision a lot of the times.
Incredibly talented. And like you say, he does seem to do good work with the girls. And I think it's like when they want a good production, they get Jamal involved.
So yeah, well, also it was a really important message, wasn't it? It was mm-hmm. to vote, and it was inspiring. Let's go from girl to girl as they appeared online, on
online,
screen.
Yeah.
Dawn opened it. Y'all ready for a therapy session? I thought she was coming for your gig, Tom, when she said
maybe
that.
She is.
Y'all ready
for
a therapy
good
for
you,
session?
Dawn. Good for you. You know, somebody needs to do it right, don't they, Dawn? Yeah. So up you come. What did you think of Dawn's performance?
I think she's always going to be, you know, more than your average queen. She's going to be good. She's going to be good. And then it's like, I just feel like I wish it could be a bit bigger.
Uh-huh.
And give a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from. It's like she always does a a really good job.
Yeah.
But
it's like, you know, when someone clocks in for their 9 to 5, mm-hmm. they come in, they do the job, you know, they're not doing above and beyond, but they're doing it. So it's good. It's good.
Compared to some of the other girls, you wish for a bit extra. Sometimes exactly. I wonder if her dramatic makeup actually is a little bit of a mask so that we don't get the same expressive faces that we get with some of the other girls. Maybe that could really add to her performance. Would you like her to be bigger with her movements as well?
Bigger movements, and just more, just energy.
Energy.
But maybe that's not her.
Maybe that's not her, you know.
But she can always still be project a bit more. Yeah, I think if she projected and just gave a bigger, performed a bit bigger, I think that would be much better. Especially when you're there with backup dancers and a whole band behind you, I think you do need to.
With the therapy session thing, I wonder if there's a backstory to that or if she was just saying it. But I'd be very interested. Perhaps there's something work-roomy.
Well,
there.
Her lyrics were quite meaningful in a yeah. child.
They were
you know?
Thoughtful. Yeah. there was a theme. She stuck with the kind of theme of healing, going through a therapeutic process. Yeah. And I thought that was clever, actually, because it's kind of like almost that she wants to give that gift to the nation to help the nation heal.
The same way you do every week.
Absolutely, yes. And maybe I'm not tooting my own horn. no, but I think it's a good metaphor for wanting the nation to heal from, I guess, you know, bad politics and that sort of thing.
So when I said about Dawn as a good performer, she did a good job throughout, yeah?
Yes.
I'm just saying this is what I think would be great for, just that it's, little bit extra would make her amazing.
Now.
Yeah, make her amazing.
We've got to expect a lot. It's top yeah. seven now. So I'm fully on board with you. Really, really good job, Dawn. Yeah. Maybe compared to some of the other queens, could have pushed a bit better.
It was a 9 to 5 performance. You know, she's not staying late. She's not working outside of the hours. She's just clocked in 9 to 5.
She knows her worth.
Next up, we got Maya. Now, first of all, Maya, she kept equality. Sorry, equal with equal.
Oh, Maya.
So that's already Maya, a deduction. Darling.
After Q and Safira gave you a little nudge there.
It's a bit of a deduction, Mama.
Mm.
No one's there. I think people did try to steer her from it.
And Safira tried, I think. Give her a little nudge. They're not going to write her lyrics for her, but give her a little
nudge. They're not Megami. Jesus Christ. outside of that, Maya is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. Choreography on point. I loved the start, the whole like giddy up pony.
I thought
that was great. The backflip. I love the Emma Martin Luther King, I have a dream. I loved that. I think she is just, even in the ensemble, she's great. The only thing I wish for Maya is that I wish she had more going on in the eyes.
I noticed that as well. Yeah.
In the eyes, in the face. It's like her body is just moving so beautifully that will amplify that. And what usually does amplify a performance is someone's face and their character and their performance through that.
Yes.
And I wish that she just gave a bit more in the face.
I'm with you on that. So Fantastic Mover would have loved a bit more expressiveness, and the lyrics could have used some work.
But her performance is just hands down amazing.
Her voice is good as well.
Yes. Now Morphine came in. I loved her flow, her rap flow. I got that dun 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 dun.
It was
I
good,
got that dun,
yeah.
dun, 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 dun. I got that lovely fan kick. Amazing performance. Choreography was great throughout. Rightfully so. She was center for her three and then her trio. She was center and she held center. It's not enough just being center. You have to hold it. Mm-hmm. And she just held it. She gave face. She gave
did
movement.
Loads of face.
She did a really good job. She did a really good job. What did you think?
I agree with everything you said. I don't think I have a lot more to add. Like, they did end up being a little trio. And she was just a real standout there for me. I just think she's just a great performer, great presence, great face, lovely mover. And I really liked the way that she hit her rap. The cadence of it was just really, really fab and fun to listen to.
When you're seeing Maya and Morphine move that well, it was so cool to see Dawn not fading in the background when dancing next to these two powerhouses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel that she was able to keep up maybe she was a millimeter behind, but she kept, in my opinion, she kept up.
Yeah.
And I just, I got to give her props. Then we get our lovely Nymphia coming in.
Nymphia, who was doing her usual crisis routine in the workroom.
Yeah. How do I feel about her verse?
I have a thought.
Yeah.
My main thought is it was sparse.
Yeah.
There were lots of gaps.
Inspired
there weren't many words.
To community. Nymphia for equality.
Now,
do not beg my beauty. Get that power something within vote yellow.
I think she did a good job of steering away from just being about bananas the whole time, which I'm sure there was a temptation to do. She did imbue it with the right sort of content. I think her lack of confidence in lyric writing showed in that she was like, right, I'm just going to make these few lyrics fit the song. And there were gaps. There were gaps. But
did it meet the challenge about inspiring and getting people to vote?
Yeah, she was like, vote yellow.
But it's not. It's just a vote.
But vote yellow, you know? Vote. She's still voting. I think possibly compared to some of the other girls, you're right. I don't think she did quite hit the mark in terms of what the lyrics were supposed to convey.
Oh, yeah. The lyrics were not there, but her performance was there.
Visually, I was very pleased.
Yeah.
She came in with that walkover.
Mm-hmm. Assisted walkover. The dancers helped her, yes.
Yes. She didn't need that assistance, though. She wanted it.
Sure.
She wanted to, you know.
We'll never know.
Interact with the dancers. I thought she moved beautifully. She looked gorgeous.
She is a good dancer.
She's really, really good.
And she is gorgeous.
Bit of a Josephine Baker moment with her, the bananas back.
Yeah. I loved it. Kept up with the choreography with her dancers. It was just her verse for me that was a bit, like you said, lacking.
It was a bit. It was. Do you think she made up for it sufficiently with the performance?
Well, she did a great performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then she's in a duo combo with Plain Jane. Now, Plain Jane comes. I like Plain Jane because as well as preaching, spreading the love, she also does what she does, which is sex.
Yeah.
You know, she's sexy. And she was, she kept that brand, you know, spreading the love, like spreading my legs. Everything was just vote, you know. And this is something crude, but at least it's something, you know, it made sense.
Like she did with the girl group challenge, you know, don't break my heart, just break my back.
Yeah.
She's very, very good at this. She's very good at doing the assignment, but imbuing it with her brand. And she did that very, very well with her lyric writing.
Yeah. Now, one thing about Plain Jane is that she kept looking down a lot. And a lot of the times, you know, looking down, especially when all eyes are on you, it's very visible. Mm. It also shows a lack of confidence when you are a performer and you look down. And it's even worse for, a girl or a drag queen, because when they close, they've got eyeshadow, they've got makeup, they've got lashes.
It's all so very exaggerated.
It's amplified. When you close your eyes, it is amplified. Mm-hmm. So when you do it more than three times, we see and it starts, it's like, well, you know, the only person that looks down on stage is someone who doesn't know what they're doing or they lack the confidence. And I'm like, if anyone has confidence in Plain Jane, however, there must have been something in that choreography that made her a bit more questionable. When I go to the, I think, and her segment, however, besides the looking down, she was great. She was keeping up with the choreography. She was, you know, interacting well with the dancers. Mm-hmm. However, when it came to her dance, the dance mix with...
she was duetted with Nymphia.
Nymphia, she was absolutely outdanced by Nymphia.
Nymphia's just a great mover, isn't she? So natural and
absolutely
so far.
Absolutely outdanced. And she was still looking down during that duo. And I mean, outside, but then also when she was dancing next to Nymphia was so, like, she was in the groove. She was, you know, she was sinking. She was sitting in all the movements. Yeah. She was grooving, and Plain Jane was not. And so it made everything that Plain Jane did, you know, her lack of confidence in the quarry or her lack of movement, it was amplified because we saw someone moving so big next to her. So. Yeah, that duo dance, she was absolutely overshadowed for me by Nymphia Wind.
An interesting little moment of, like, I think possibly all season, the only moment of true kind of lack of confidence maybe we've seen in Plain Jane, just a little dent in the armor there. So going on to Q serving Rick James.
I want to say this. Q sounded great. Sounded good. She gave good energy from the get-go. I love that she was high energy. She moved well.
Yeah.
She was great. Verse good, looked good, moved good. Amazing. She was the star of her verse. Now the other side of that is she had no Corey. She had what, maybe one or two hip thrusts. She was completely saved. I am convinced that, I mean, I don't know what happened in rehearsals, but Jamal was told to not give her any choreography at all.
I wouldn't be surprised.
She was paired with Safira in the duo, but they are the only pair who did not have
pair/trio.
Yeah. A duo or trio. They didn't have that. And we know Safira can dance. We know she can do choreography. So I think Hugh was absolutely saved this week.
They didn't want to invite the comparison to Safira there at all by putting them next to her. What they did, which I think actually worked in Safira's favour, is at that point everybody lined up and essentially became Safira's backing dancers. But we'll come on to Safira, backing singers rather. We'll come on to Safira in a sec. I fully agree with you. I think Q did a great job with what she had, but it's far less challenging than what anybody else had to do. Either, and I think this is most likely, Jamal was told that this segment, do not give her too much choreo. It will trip her up. She won't look good. We kind of want this girl to get past this episode.
Well, it's...
I'm sorry. I'm saying it how it is. I'm sorry. I'm speaking truth.
You're keeping it real. You're keeping it 100.
I'm speaking truth to power. The other thing might be, if I'm being more charitable, Jamal worked with her, saw that she was struggling, and thought, we're just not going to put you through this.
Or you're not going to make me look bad.
Yeah,
I
want
come back.
Everyone to look good, which is good.
That's true.
I want everyone to look good, so I'm just not going to do this.
Absolutely. As a choreographer, you want a lot of the times as a choreographer, you want them to look good, but then they are representing your vision.
Yeah.
And you as an artist. So, yeah, okay. You could do a step touch.
Mm-hmm.
But then this is kind of reminding me of when they did that Rusical, how even then she was saved in the Rusical. There was no dancing. But she had no dancing. Mm-hmm. And then even Megami was like, why are they complimenting choreography? What Corey? She didn't have any choreography. And that's
true. Megami.
She had no choreography here as well. And every other queen...
Yeah.
Besides Safira, had intricate choreography.
Mm-hmm.
And going off what I know, what I've seen from Q, she would have struggled if there was. But let's not talk about what there wasn't. Let's talk about what there was. And there was a star in Q. She was amazing. She was great. She held her peace. I think she did great.
Nobody works harder than Q, and she did a great job.
Now, Safira was... I saw week one Safira. Today.
Yeah, she was back, wasn't she? Back with
the
band.
Safira was
back.
Yeah. She owned that bloody stage. She looked she looked the star. She looked the Beyonce. She was amazing. Her verse was great. She sounded great.
Mm-hmm.
It was a done deal. She was just power on stage, and I loved it.
Fantastic. I mean, I actually saw a lot of James Brown, which is so interesting because...
Even with the blanket on the end and how they kind of whipped it off and came back for like an encore.
I loved it. Just the whole, you know, the her power and her presence and, you know, with the funk band behind her. It was just... Considering she did him for Snatch Game a couple of episodes ago, it's just like a fun callback almost. This song was just right up her street.
It's amazing that she got to have that center with all the girls on stage. Yes. Like it literally was all. And then she got to hit that high and long note.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, if I was one of the other girls and she got that treatment, I'll be having words with Jamal.
That's true. But also, who else could have done it?
Plasma.
Not with this degree of
funk. Plasma. Hey, Nikki. Esma.
Don't get me wrong. Plasma would have killed this challenge. She was amazing in the girl group, amazing in the musical. She could not have funked it up the way Safira did.
You don't know Plasma the way I know Plasma.
Of course. I'm sorry. I forgot that you're intimate, close, personal friends. And so, are you going to call her after this? Or
of my winners for this episode, for this maxi challenge, I'm giving it up to Safira and Morphine.
I fully agree with that. I fully agree.
Them two were amazing. And Maya, if she didn't have equal, and if she could perform more in the eyes, then Maya's up there as well.
I'll say Nymphia if her lyrical content was better. But it wasn't up to snuff, I don't think.
I think that the struggle bus really was, for the verse, Nymphia, for the performance, Plain Jane. And if I was Plain Jane, I'll be having word to Jamal as well, saying, so Q got no curry. So why do I have to curry? Why? What's happening here? What's happening? She has immunity.
Do you think it's fair to say Q shouldn't be high because she had an easier job to do? But she did a very good job with what she had. I just don't think she was operating at the same level as a lot of the other girls.
I think even with the lack of complexity, Morphine and Safira, regardless, still are on top.
I'm kind of thinking who's really in the bottom this week and who's going to be lip syncing.
You can't put Q in the bottom because she did what was given to her from a choreographer.
Did what needed to be done.
You can't do that.
So we're thinking in the bottom, potentially not Nymphia. I personally can't put her there, but maybe I've got my banana goggles on again.
She did have the lack of verse for me.
We're thinking Plain needs to use a potion.
Plain Jane's in the bottom, just for the insecurity, but being outdanced by Nymphia. Who else is going to be in the bottom?
You did say Maya, obviously, for the glaring lyrical problem. Dawn did really well, but didn't shine as bright.
I think Dawn needs that little fire, that kick up the ass too.
I've realised that I'm applying a double standard to between Maya and Nymphia. But I do think Nymphia, as an overall performance package, lyrics aside, was more compelling. The face was on and everything.
Yeah.
But you know what? I've got to apply the same standard to everybody. Nymphia could be in the bottom. Yep.
Look, if there are bottoms, there's going to be Plain Jane, Nymphia, Dawn, and Maya. But Maya only because maybe I want to see her dance again. I don't know.
And all of this as well is because it's just such a high standard. We've got a nitpick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the runway, we did go back and watch some of the rest of the episode that we skipped to see, what shenanigans were pulled to make us feel or think a certain way. Tom, what did you see?
I think one thing that I saw was Maya struggled to take some what I thought was good advice from Leland about the equal and equal thing. He didn't tell her to change the lyric, but told her to try and change the emphasis.
Yeah.
And so she was supposed to be like, duh, 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 equal, duh, 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 equal, or something like that. She didn't ever manage to pull that off, really. But she was great in the choreo. Morphine and Safira just breezed through the whole thing, I thought. Plain in the choreo, she was, what did you see? It was about her not loosening up from her ballroom and not bring the funk and stuff, wasn't it?
Ballroom is so posture driven. And although there are grooves, it's a different groove, isn't it? So I could understand for her the struggle to fight your body's natural movement. Especially if you've got training in you.
Yeah.
I don't think she managed to do that, though.
I get what you mean. Yeah, she didn't bring the funk, did she?
No.
Q was an interesting one in both the recording and the choreo, wasn't she?
Q was saved by Jamal after seeing what her her repertoire was.
I believe so.
Jamal was like, oh, okay.
I see what's going on here.
this is what I'm working with?
So I wonder if that influenced some of the choreo. It makes more sense now.
Yeah.
The other thing was they did make quite a big deal out of showing her vocal delivery a few times, and Morphine described it as nails on a chalkboard, or blackboard, as we say here. Did they cut that note or add a bit of treatment or something to it? something happened. But the finished product was good.
Her voice was given a lot of love in the final mix, and her she was really given an immunity this episode.
I feel like a few little strings were pulled for Q. And then just in the workroom, Dawn explained what was going on with her lyrics. And she is somebody who is really invested in her therapy. Good for her. She's really, really looking after her mental health. She really values it. She describes struggling with different aspects of her mental health, including depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So she's taking all this seriously, and she's getting the appropriate help. And it was really, really wonderful to hear about how she's learned about herself over the years and has learned to experience and sit with difficult emotions, acknowledge that they exist, acknowledge that they will come and hopefully go as well. You know, most things are transient, thankfully, and that she's learned to process that in a really healthy way. And I think that's fantastic. And she's clearly, you know, firing all cylinders in life. She's an amazing artist. She's doing really fab. And I think it's great to hear stories of people who do have struggles with their mental health, get the right help, and just go on to achieve great things.
Yeah. It's nice to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Especially with the community who watches.
Yeah. Having a struggle with your mental health, it doesn't necessarily equate not being able to achieve your dreams. I think that's my message here from Dawn. And I'm so glad that she channeled it into her lyrics. It was fab.
Talk to me about this runway.
Truly beautiful. I know that you love this runway because you love colors.
Yes, Tom.
Yes, you do.
Yes, Tom. I have a right to show my color.
You do, indeed.
Thank you.
So who do we have? So first up, the theme is true colors. So I would love to see all the other girls because they must have been assigned colors. So I'm looking forward to seeing this on Instagram. Maya comes out in a scarlet red. Kind of pageantry Maya. I think we've got like two versions of Maya. We've got like hip hop performer Maya, and we've got like pageant Maya. And we're seeing pageant Maya today. Beautiful gown, new delusion, lots of embellishments, feathers, stones. Very, very pretty. Almost like something you'd see on a Zahir Murad runway. Just really, really gorgeous. Do you like it?
I think it's pretty.
It's pretty.
I like it a lot.
Nymphia is wearing her second banana outfit of the episode. I do wonder if they're going to mention that today. We'll see.
Yeah.
Having
That's
said
lovely,
that,
though.
Yeah, she does manage to change up her silhouette and everything every time. She's serving Carmen Miranda here today and a bit of Josephine Baker. Really beautiful ruffled skirt and the banana mini skirt, the banana bustier, the banana headpiece. And do you know what? This shade of like canary banana yellow is just so, so beautiful. She looks great. She really does. And I guess if it's a true colours runway, of course she's going to choose yellow. It's her brand.
Yeah. What about Plain Jane?
Plain looks pretty. This is another sort of New Delusion mesh gown. She's gone for like an emerald green, which is really, really pretty. The pattern is kind of shards, almost like shards of broken glass, with more of a kind of vein or branch pattern near the top. As she comes down the runway, she talks about equating it with nature, money, I guess all these different themes that we associate with green. Envy, perhaps, you know? Mm. You know, she's serving beauty and you will envy her. Looks beautiful, very figure hugging. I love how she shows off her beautiful padded body.
Safira is how did she fit all of this in her luggage?
Safira, I suspect, breached the weight limit for the items that she brought, because this is just beautiful grandeur. She's inspired by Bridgerton in this royal blue ensemble. So a very 19th century silhouette with a full skirt with the panniers, the elaborate updo. It's so beautifully embellished with the gold as well. She just looks truly regal. It's really, really expensive and opulent. She really is serving Queen Charlotte.
I see. I love it. I love the bigger the better.
Yes.
I'm a size queen. I love it. It's gorgeous. Dawn, black and white.
Well, this is actually, when you look, it's actually more of a navy. Navy was her colour.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't show up on this particular set of runway lights. But this is classic Dawn to me. This is what I think of when I think of Dawn. So she's gone for a bit of an abstract concept. So she's gone like, she's described how navy blue is a relaxing colour for her. It calms her. Again, thematically running through this episode, we're hearing more about like her struggles with anxiety and how she helps herself. So kind of a wee willy winky kind of get up, isn't it? Navy blue with this this very camp long cap. The cutouts, the panels, the mix of textures and fabrics, the ruff, all very Dawn. Very like on theme for Dawn, and she looks good.
I love this look from Q.
This is great. This is really, really good. Now, there's something really kind of modern, I guess, about kind of the ruffled wide leg trousers with the bra and the sleeves. Feels like a modern, like, Instagram girl look. But the real feature is the hat, isn't it?
It is amazing.
So the her colour was lavender.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like Billy Porter at the Grammys, isn't it? I'm getting that vibe, but like more exaggerated, more over the top.
If Raiden from Mortal Kombat had a wife, this is what I would hope she looked like.
If Raiden from Mortal Kombat did drag.
Okay.
There is actually, though, in Mortal Kombat and some of the newer games, there's a lightning goddess called Ashra or something, I'm sure. Well, somebody can correct us on that. But there is like a Lady Raiden nowadays, as there should be. So she looks fab, really, really good. What I like about this is that the outfit itself is beautifully detailed, but doesn't have like the over-the-top grandeur that a lot of Q's looks have. But it's all about the hat. It's the feature, isn't it?
Yeah.
So she's achieved a nice balance there. And last but not least, we have in another shade of purple. She calls it royal purple. I'd have thought more of a violet.
I love this look of Morphine too.
Yes, Morphine looks great. I love it. This to me is very Cher at the 1971 Met Gala with Bob Mackie, but in a modern twist, purple toned. And she's added this really fun ostrich feather hat as well. There's the new delusion. Trend alert, by the way, new delusion. And she just looks fab. I love it.
Who's your favourite look on the runway? You can only choose one.
Do you know? Saphira.
Saphira.
Just the grandeur of it all. But do you know, Nymphia is mine.
No, Nymphia or Morphine, but I'll say Nymphia and Q. But, you know,
we just named
this is
girls.
A good run. This is a good runway. A great runway. Yeah. It doesn't change what I think the top. I think the tops are Saphira and Morphine. One of them needs to get the win. And the bottom is going to be Plain Jane, but she has immunity. She needs to use it.
Just a little thought. They have slept on Morphine consistently throughout the season. If they don't give her flowers today, I'll be actually quite upset on her behalf.
I hear you. The bottoms could be anyone between Dawn, Maya, and Nymphia. Yeah, it depends. We'll see. Okay, first of all, Miss Plain Jane, girl, used her immunity and she gifted it to her sister. Tom, exactly what you said. She gifted it to her sister. Nymphia wins. Bitch!
Her fellow front runner sister, not... You know, a queen to whom it would actually be advantageous for her to get out of the competition. Considering we've got things like the makeover coming up. Hmm. You know, Nymphia's going to kill that.
I'm just like, is she also delusional like Q? Does she think that she smashed it this week?
It's not just a hat rack. Plain Jane's got her storyboard worked out.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
The gag is, first of all, I wanted to say... I don't know why I kept saying Maya should be in the bottom just for equal and equal. Oh, maybe it's because it's Maya. I don't like people doing that. I think it's really lazy.
Uh-huh,
but outside of that, Maya was just a star. And I just felt like I was giving in to wanting to see her lip sync, which is why I put her in the bottom. She deserves to be nowhere near the bottom this week. She is a star. So the winner, it's a gag. No one's going home.
So that's even more interesting to me because... I mean, it's not wasted because Plain Jane has fulfilled her plot line and that's what's important to her. But nobody's going home this week, so the potion was kind of thrown away.
Right.
Yeah. Nymphia would have been fine. But it's the gesture that was important. I saved you, sister.
Yeah, exactly. She didn't know that no one was going home. So the top two this week is Saphira and Morphine, and that is absolutely correct.
It's exactly what you said in terms of performance.
And they have the lip sync for the win. So we just saw the lip sync. It was their... I'm going to say
not a fan of this song. I heard it too many times on TikTok or whatever, and I'm not the biggest Megan Trainor fan.
Oh, I
anyway.
Think it's cute. Not the biggest Megan Trainor fan, but I do like the song.
Yeah,
and
fair enough.
For me, For me, Safira won, and I'll tell you why I think she won, because she gave off the cutesy of the song.
Yes.
She gave off that fun of the song. Mm-hmm. She played into that, and it was just, you know, endearing. It was entertaining, and it was a very good vibe. The song is really like, I don't need anything to look good.
Yeah.
I'm perfect, you know, without the makeup, and it's just so cheery, and I think that Safira found that. I think if it was a House of Ferocity song, Morphine would have ate hands down. She would have ate, but I think Safira found the song and she performed it in a way that I really enjoyed. She killed it. I think she definitely won the lip sync. What do you think?
I completely agree with you. Just a little aside about reveals, because I was saying when we went into it, I was like, I suspect there'll be a reveal here with Safira. And you said, well, no, she wouldn't have known that she was in the bottom two. But then lo and behold, her skirt came off, and then Morphine's skirt came off. So trend alert. I think when the girls go into designers nowadays, they're saying, okay, this is a beautiful outfit. I need to be able to lip sync in it as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, amazing planning ahead, you know, thinking, always thinking, aren't they?
What do you think about the kitten heels that Safira's wearing?
The character shoes, Mama. They were hidden under her gown, so it's not a big deal anyway. She's a tall girl. Michelle was joking about the biscuits when she was performing, but I mean, she was dancing. She said, "Oh, you added a bit of sparkle this week, girl."
So the winner is Safira. Yeah,
I think so.
Congratulations, Safira!
Very, very
two wins.
This was her episode. Yeah. Feels really nice because it's a little while since her last win. But kudos to Morphine as well. So glad to see her get some recognition.
Absolutely.
Part of me would love for her to have a win as well. But, you know, this was Safira's episode.
And it was a good episode. Enjoyable. Next week looks a bit spicy.
We've not had a chance to watch Untucked yet, guys, unfortunately, because of time constraints. We'll be going back to watch it later, but something's happened, obviously.
I need to see it.
Yes. I need to know more.
I need to see more. But until then, guys, jump along. Join us again, week by week. And thank you very much for listening and for sharing and for giving us all the love. Make sure to follow us on our Instagram, our Twitters, interact with us. You know, tell a friend about the podcast. Do what you do. This is Bolo.
And Dr. Tom.
We'll see you guys next week.
Lots of love, guys. See you soon.